Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
And let's welcome Pastor Science Marandure on the line. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Yes. Greetings. And how are you?
We are very well. Thank you so much, Pastor. Have you been well?
I have been, besides just being so busy. Hey, I wish 24 hours can be extended to about 26 hours.
Yes. Or let's reduce the time to sleep by 1 hour.
Oh, my word. Then everything will be just upside down.
Well, welcome so much, Pastor. I hope that you have had a good one. Now, we are going to be talking about the church. And, you know, the church, as the scripture defines it, has little to do with the building or physical structure. The collective church refers, as we understand, to the family of believers in Christ. And as Seventh-day Adventist believers, we consider this belief to be central to the mission in sharing the gospel of being of service to one another. So, Pastor, now please explain, as you would to a first grader, what is the biblical definition of the church?
Okay, biblical definition of the church is whereby we have more than one or two people coming together to worship, and that makes a church, whereby the Bible says, wherever two or more gather, I'll be there. So that makes a church. That makes a church. Without a building, without a specific venue where they are consistent, but as long as they gather in the name of Jesus, that becomes a church.
Mm. Wow, beautiful. Now, does it include the believers of all faiths, all denominations? Are all these people one church?
Yes. Now, it's not specifically a certain or a specific church or a people that have a similar dogma or set of rules that they follow, but this is a people who are gathering in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Exactly, yes. That's what we can say, yes.
Mm, mm. All right, those who are gathering in the name of Jesus. And so it does not matter if they are of different kinds of faiths or different kinds of denominations?
Yes. Okay. To start with, there is no way people of different faiths will come together and have something in common, because already they have different sets of what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So people of like belief are most likely or are definitely a people who gather together. That makes that people a church, yes.
Yeah, true. Now, what is the benefit of becoming part of a community of believers or a church, any church?
If you would look into the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 2, from verse 4 to 1, 44, thereabout, that's where we first hear of the characteristics of a church and the benefits thereof, which was the first church, people coming together and having everything in common. And not only that, they had also the benefit of the Holy Spirit amongst them because of being one. So, and many other benefits that would get, but these were primary benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that Holy Spirit being amongst them because of a commonness in nature and oneness in everything that they were doing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, what would then be our responsibility to one another as members of this body of Christ, or as members of the church, as it were?
Our responsibility is also defined in the very same chapter, in the verses from 44 to 47, like I've said, we have a responsibility to make sure everyone or all of us are equal as far as every aspect of life is concerned. We are at par. We don't see anyone better than the other. There is not that clear discrimination that a person from a distance can pick or tell. We should be one. And also, the Holy Spirit being amongst us, we have that privilege of associating or fellowshipping with God, the Holy Spirit. We have a lot to our advantage as far as the presence of the Holy Spirit is, because he comes with the heavenly blessings, the secrets, the deeper things that all that needs to be revealed. That spiritual covering makes us to be it. When we belong to a church that is believing in God or the teachings of the Bible, I like what you were trying to ask up there, as I could pick, because it's possible also for people to have a church, but not a church that is people believing in God. You remember Jesus at a point in time, he said, there are also those of the synagogue of Satan among the children of God. So people can come together, but not really believing in the Bible, but maybe partially believing in the Bible, or totally not believing in the Bible, but they'll come in one accord and gather. So now the benefits of those who believe in what the Bible says, sola scriptura, those ones, they have the benefits of God, the Holy Spirit, amongst them. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, is it possible to serve and worship God outside of the framework of the church? I'm asking because there are those who say, no, yes, we may not be going to church anymore, but we do feed the hungry. I do visit those who are in hospitals. I may not be in church, but yes, I am still spiritual. I connect with him. I pray on a daily basis, and I give to the poor, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So is it possible to then serve, as it were, all the things I've mentioned, and worship God outside of the framework of the church?
Okay, the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25, not forsaking the coming together of the children of God, as you inspire each other for the days are getting nearer, the other version. So basically, a person can live a holy life depending with the circumstance and the situation. Yeah. Let's say it's a time whereby it's a time of war, and maybe as it were with COVID-19, churches had a time where they were closed and were not allowed to come together for that sake. Yes, it doesn't mean there was no church. Church was there, but church was at home, which was the original setup of the church. Or it's a war zone, and you find yourself by yourself somewhere alone. You can still worship God, but where everything is equal, the Bible itself is actually telling us, or instructing us rather, to come together and to worship. And not to say, oh, just because they eat what I don't eat, they dress in a way I do not love, they speak behind my back, that's not a reason. You need to come together with fellow believers and then inspire each other using scriptures. You can't inspire your own self. You need someone also, as God, the Holy Spirit, will be ministering. But like you have said, someone then will just say, "I know I'm a good person. I don't want to mingle with others. I just want to do my good things by myself. I want to be involved in acts of generosity, visiting, giving the poor and all that. It's good, but where there are people gathering, you need to be gathering as well, because the Holy Spirit instructed us to do so. If we would then say, because the other reason of coming together, it's not only that the Holy Spirit will work with us as a group, but it teaches us also to be humble to each other. So you can't really practice humility by yourself. You can't do that. You need someone to serve you. You need also to serve someone. And there are those gifts of the Spirit given to us. You can't exercise them by yourself, and you can't have a monopoly of them all. So someone has something that you do not have, and you need that ministration through that same person. And as that person is ministering to you using their spiritual gift, they are also humble, being like Jesus in the process, serving one another.
So therefore, you are saying, I just want to get very clear what you're saying, that I'm hearing you to be saying you're discouraging that one, be outside of the framework of the church, because you're supposed to be there to serve one another, etc. So if you are going to be just a loner, you say, no, you pray and stuff like that, and from time to time you visit the hospitals, from time to time you go visit prisons, etc., but you're really a loner, you're then saying, no, we are not encouraging that. We need you to be with the community of believers. Is, in short, is that what you are saying?
That's very true. That's very true.
That's
very true.
Okay.
Let me just add this one in 15 seconds.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I may be so much gifted in singing. I may be so much gifted in preaching. But there is someone who is gifted in teaching, and there is someone also gifted in hospitality, which I am not. But all these things I must have. But how can I have these things? I need to be in a community of believers so that I get access what I do not have, but what is also important for my spiritual growth. So if I don't belong to a group of believers or to the body of Christ, I will be deprived of the teachings. I'll be deprived of the acts of hospitality. I'll be deprived of the singing, that which will help to edify my spiritual life and my spiritual walk. So by being by myself and avoiding coming together with others, I am simply depriving myself what I was supposed to have benefited from. And also, I'm being stingy. I am being selfish, not also to have someone get access to that which I have from God. So someone is going to be edified because I have chosen not to belong to a set or a group of believers. That's what I was just saying in short.
I see. Well, I think you put it very, very well, Pastor. I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. Truly, truly blessed to have heard from you. We are going to be continuing with this discussion tomorrow at the same time, 10 past 4. And we want to invite everyone who's listening, if you actually have some questions and commentary on this subject and you want to put the question to the pastor, please do make sure that you engage with us on +27 7347 03520. We truly would like to hear from you. Pastor, thank you so much for coming through.
You are welcome, my brother. May God bless you. It's always a pleasure to serve with Adventist World Radio. May God help us, anyway, to grow as I also learn from everyone, as I also as you learn from me.
Oh, yes.
Together, we are a better people.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You are welcome. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.